Hi, this is your girl, Nashay Lamore, and this morning I want to tap in and do a podcast. I want to do a special podcast. Yes, a special podcast. I went to Las Vegas last weekend, and I enjoyed myself, but it wasn't really just for entertainment. It was for my business, the Nashay Lamore Movement. I got a chance to meet a lot of interesting people. I got a chance to go on a strip and see how everything works and see how everything is done. I just got a chance to see how Las Vegas does things. The reason I'm doing this podcast, because it ties into my business, ladies and gentlemen. It ties into the real life relationship. When I went to Las Vegas, I was under interpretation of, how can I say it? Everybody would be kind of snooty. It was just about money. Actually, everybody showed love to Nashay Lamore. I mean, when I say show love, ladies and gentlemen, I had so many people showing love. I mean, when I went visiting different hotels, when I was at the Venetian Hotel, I had people showing love when I was at the MGM Grand. Everything that I did when I was moving around, I had wonderful people surrounding me, and I really love that. I explained to you guys a little earlier on that I was going to take Nashay Lamore to the next level. Well, these are the beginning stages of me taking Nashay Lamore to the next level. I just wanted to get out there, interview some people, and talk real life, you know, with how do people feel about the relationship? Because a lot of times I could give my opinion, I could give what Nashay Lamore has been through, my testimony, but it doesn't mean that it's always right. And I stand to be corrected. You know, I understand that my testimony doesn't necessarily have to be somebody else's. So I say, you know what? This is a good opportunity for me to get out and to talk to people hands-on and find out what they're thinking and see what's on their mind and understand that everybody don't see things the same. And I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. I loved it, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, I got to meet a lot of interesting people. I could tell the, you know, different hotels, it was a different type of swag. And what I mean is, like, when I went to the MGM Grand, it was more bougie. It was more like an upper scale type of group of people, but it's okay. Nashay Lamore did her work and she broke them down to get, you know, a couple of them on the camera, and it was okay. I mean, I loved it. I loved it. The couples, you know, there were a lot of good couples. What I mean by good couples, ladies and gentlemen, there were a lot of couples that were really, really in love. And I just happened to stumble on them when I was doing my podcast. And I was like, wow, they really, and I'm not saying that their relationship is perfect, because we already know in real life, there's no such thing as a perfect relationship, ladies and gentlemen. That's why I do real life talk, real life reality books. We talk about real life relationships, subjects that deal in everyday real life in the relationship. But it was just a blessing to be around people that had positive things to say, you know, because a lot of times we'd be around people that have negative things to say. But it was just like, wow, you know, I had met a couple. The first couple I think I met, they was together. They were married for some years. And they was like, it's hard, but you know what? Through it all, you know, we work through it, we get through it, we help each other, and we want to be together. So that's really the ultimate goal of the marriage or the relationship. I met some couples that was in situationships. That was interesting, ladies and gentlemen. The situationship, I talk about that all the time. It's basically you deal with it day by day. You know, whatever it is, you don't want a title. You don't want to, you know, say, oh, this is what it is. So you're still involved with the person. You still like the person. You still having sex with the person or intimate with the person. So it's a situationship. It's a situationship. It's basically interacting with somebody and not having a title. Yeah, and it might not be on the relationship level or the level that you used to or should be on, you know, because of situations. That's why it's a situationship. Then I dealt with people that were dating. I interviewed a couple of people that were dating, and they really didn't want to be on the camera, but they was willing to take a picture with Nichelle Moore. I love that. That was okay. I had no problem with that, ladies and gentlemen. They were more than willing to take a picture, but they didn't want to really be on the camera on the live. And I was like, okay, I understand that. But it was just a lot of beautiful people in Las Vegas. Lots of beautiful people. And they was very, like, more than willing to cooperate. They was more than willing to, you know, they wanted to talk about it. They wanted to talk about their relationship. They wanted to discuss things and you know, that happens in the relationship. And I thought that was awesome. I thought that was so awesome. It's very hard to get people to open up because people don't want people to assassinate or attack, you know, in their relationship because they might have some things going on that they really don't want anybody else to be involved in. And I get it. Trust me, I get it because I've been there, ladies and gentlemen. So I understand. I'm not going to sit here on no high horse and pretend like I don't understand or I haven't been there where these people are. These people were beautiful. I really, if they ever listen to this podcast, I want to say thank you, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Nichelle Moore extends her thank yous to this group of people. The people know who they are. They know who received books. And yeah, I gave books randomly to people who basically took the time out to do the interview. Because my book just came out last week, and I've paid for marketing, and it's about to be marketed as far as on social media platforms and just on the internet itself. But I wanted to do some my own marketing, hands-on marketing, and that's why when I went to Vegas, I decided to just go ahead and to touch down and to do something, you know, Nichelle Moore style. And that was what I wanted to do. I wanted to interview people. I wanted to know how they feel about relationships. I wanted to know how do they feel about a woman talking about it. You know, I asked that question. I don't know if it got recorded, but I asked that question, ladies and gentlemen. I asked, how do you feel about a woman talking about relationships? Because, you know, we have a lot of men doing it. And I got some responses on that, ladies and gentlemen. It was just really, really phenomenal. I'm going to have more interviews like this. I'm going to step out on faith and do more interviews, do more lives, because I want to bring it. I want to show where Nichelle Moore is coming from, what she represents, how she talks, how she discusses her business and everything. Like I said, it was just a privilege. These people didn't have to do it. I thank them. I had a wonderful time in Las Vegas. Las Vegas is the city that never sleeps, ladies and gentlemen. It is the city that never sleeps. And trust me, they live up to that reputation. Yes, they do. They live up to that reputation. I love Las Vegas, but will I want to go anytime soon? I don't think so. They're a little too fast for Nichelle Moore. And I used to be a fast person. I don't mean fast as in, you know, fast as sleeping with me, and fast as in, you know, doing things, always doing something, always going out, always up to date on what's going on, you know, events and stuff like that, what's happening in the world. Las Vegas is a little too fast for Nichelle Moore, but I love Las Vegas. I'm sending shout outs to Las Vegas. You guys, you show mad love to Nichelle Moore. I'm probably would come, but it wouldn't be anytime soon. I thank the guys and the ladies that was on the strip who represented and who basically wanted to do the interviews, the brief interviews with Nichelle Moore, because the interviews was so random. We just picked a subject and we just went. And sometimes I remember when I was interviewing some people, we just went in. You know, we didn't take the time to rehearse. We didn't look over no notes. We just went in and flowed. And it was really, really nice. I'm going to continue. Nichelle Moore is going to continue to bring the content. Nichelle Moore is going to continue to bring the books. Nichelle Moore is going to continue to bring, you know, issues on the reality relationship issues on the podcast. On the podcast, yes. I thank you guys again. I'm going to continue to, you know, do what I do and try to open up the door to do more interesting things to keep you guys in tune and keep you guys interested. But meanwhile, you guys like, share, and follow. If you want to do anything for Nichay Lamore, and this is just from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate it if you do. Like, share, and follow my material. That's the best gift you can give me. Like, share, and follow. That's all I ask for people who rocking with Nichay Lamore, who rocking with me, who believe in Nichay Lamore, because I'm going to continue to do things and bring the content and, you know, just bring the excitement so you guys can look and observe and, you know, everything. I'm not trying to do a long podcast today, but I want to conclude this because I am going to do another subject this weekend, possibly. But I just wanted to tap in and speak about the Las Vegas adventure. It was a wonderful, and I mean exactly what I said, wonderful adventure. I would have not had it any other way. And thank you guys for the ones who basically believe and who supported me while I was in Las Vegas. So with that being said, I'm going to go. I didn't want to do a long podcast. I just wanted to send some shout outs and just talk about how, you know, Vegas is the city that never sleeps. And I'm still recuperating. Can you believe that, ladies and gentlemen? I was so busy and moving around so much with the business, with the Nichay Lamore and all the above. I am still a little tired from that. I cannot believe it. Because we really, and you know, I'm not trying to tell my business, I'm just telling you in general, we really didn't get a lot of rest. We just basically, you know, we had our itinerary, things that we had already planned to do, and Nichay Lamore, the things that I wanted to do and accomplish with Nichay Lamore, that was very, very, very important to me, and we did it. So with that being said, you guys have a wonderful Friday. I love you guys because what do I always say? Without you, there will be no Nichay Lamore. There will be no Nichay Lamore. I have to always remember that and to remain humble and focused. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful Friday and God bless.